Okay, I'm Brian Wheeler, and I'm bringing you more podcasts. I hope you enjoy them, especially in consideration that our Canadian girls hockey team has proved once again that you can do anything you put your mind to, especially if you add a little bit of hard work into the mix and a good attitude, and you're going to have a great time playing hockey. My daughter's enjoying it immensely, playing with the boys or with the girls. It's wonderful sport. I hope you all enjoy it. I hope you all enjoy the podcast. I just wanted to start out, if you don't mind, I wanted to start out talking about the attitude that a goalie needs. Players, we always tell them, you know, we want them to have heart and go for it, get to the puck first, things like that, but it's got to be much different for goalies. They need patience and other things. What can you tell me about attitude for goalies?
Attitude is you got to be strong of mind. You got to be positive. You can't, you know, sometimes a goalie will let in a goal on the first shot in the game. If you're going to get down yourself or just dwell on that first goal, you're going to have a rough
game. That actually happened yesterday. Cali's goalie, Mark, let one in. First shot of the game, went off his stick and his skate. I guess he was a little out of focus, and that was the only goal that went in for the whole game. They won it 2-1.
Yeah.
Mental toughness, I mean.
Mental toughness.
How much can kids have? That's kind of one of my questions.
You got to be, I think like in any sport, when you want to excel, there's a bit of cockiness involved. It's say overconfident or conceited.
You want to feel like you're bulletproof sometimes.
Exactly. Succeed, you gotta want it. For a goalie, you gotta stay focused. That's the main thing, is stay focused. You can't be worried too much about how the players around you are doing. I find that as a goalie, when I play and I start to worry about how my defensemen are playing and stuff, that's when I have my weaker games.
Lose your own focus.
Yeah, you lose your own. You're so busy dwelling on the mistakes others are making, which you have no control over, that you end up not making the saves that you should be making. The main thing is you're out there, you're doing what you have to do. If you're doing your best, and that's it. That's as far as you can take it.
Great. Okay. Well, what about a bit of the positioning? Obviously, everybody knows you got to be in the right spot. Are there any tips for knowing where you are in that crease?
Well, definitely positioning is it's the number one thing for a goalie. Best goalies in any caliber of hockey, you see it in the NHL, the best goalies are the ones that are well positioned. If you see the trouble that, let's say, Jose Theodore is going through and stuff these days, a lot of it has to do with his positioning. And
not so good to be on the ice on your knees when the pucks are coming in from the blue line.
But you know what? It's all relative, because if you're in the right spot at the right moment, yeah. If you're doing it too early and you're a little set back into your net, it's not so good. Patrick Kane was a typical goalie that was on his knees all the time, but he was always in the proper position, coming out at the proper amount, and he was able to do it. I mean, that's butterfly style. It's been calculated, and the actual butterfly position is the position that actually covers the greatest amount of net.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, more than standing up, more than anything. So a proper butterfly will actually cover the greatest percentage of the net.
Now, cut down on the goals, yeah, theoretically. But you, I guess, have to be out a little further.
Yeah, have to be out. What I tell my goalies is always, you know, we have the blue crease, and I tell them you got to be right on the edges at all times. And that's a good thing to practice, is to have the goalies starting from a center position, set back in their net, and coming out at different angles.
Challenge the shooter.
Challenge the shooter, and going back and forth, back and forth between every shot, and every time finishing on the edge of the blue.
That blue
for a butterfly.
Tell them where they are. It gives them a good idea where they are in their net.
Well, the blue will not so much tell them where they are in their net. It'll tell them how far out they are from their net and how much they're covering. As far as where they are on their net, there's points on the rink that we call reference points that a goalie can use to line himself up.
Oh, so it's not actually at the crease. They're looking out, and they're looking like at different markers. What are a couple of those markers?
Okay, the most basic one, obviously, is you're looking at center ice and the other net at the other end.
Okay.
And you're lining yourself up between, obviously, the center of your net, center ice, and the other net. So that's the first marker. That's the most obvious one. But then the other markers are within your blue crease, you have marked corners of the crease. It's like two little angles, because the old creases used to be rectangular.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to use the corners of those creases to mark our reference points. So now what they did is, since they use a semicircle as a crease, they've left within the semicircle just the little corners of the outer corners of that crease. And that's to help the goalies remember their reference points.
Great.
And so if you, let's say, you can line those corners up with the in-zone face-off circles.
Right.
And those will line you up. And then from there, the inside hash marks on the in-zone face-off circles with the offside face-off points, those are another reference. So really, you have five reference points. You have the center. You have the offside face-off circle lined up with the hash marks, the inside hash marks on the end zone circles. And then you have the corner of the crease with center of zone face-off circles. And those give you positioning as you're moving around. So a goalie who's looking out will always, you know, after a while becomes almost a reflex.
It's in the corner of his eye.
It's in the corner.
Back of his head.
Exactly. It's in the corner of his eye. And
hopefully it becomes second nature.
Yeah, usually the goalies catch on pretty quick with that. It's not a bad thing.
It's a big help. Great. Yeah. So I had another question in regard to not so much positioning, but a bit about the equipment. The gloves, I know, are supposed to be in front of you. That's something that was a surprise to me the first time I heard it. But can you explain what that's all about?
Yeah, it's very simple. What is the greatest tool for a goalie? Greatest tool for a goalie is his eyes. He's got to be able to see what's going on, just from where the puck is being shot, but where the contact's going to be made on him. The best way to catch, I mean, you know, so a baseball player, when he's catching a ball, he doesn't have his glove behind him.
You want to see
your glove relative to the oncoming puck. So your gloves should always be positioned slightly in front of you so that you could at least see them out of the corner of your eye. So your blocker and your glove, they should be a little out in front of you.
It's going to increase your hand-eye coordination because you can actually see it.
Exactly, and it's in an open position. You know, a lot of goalies have a tendency, especially the younger goalies, the glove weighs a little them, I guess.
Sure.
You know, they're not used to it. They tend to hang their glove, and they tend to have their glove closed. So that's very important. Is when I play, I almost rarely close my glove. Even when I catch the puck, it's almost a reflex. The glove will close almost on its own. Find when your glove is wide open, you're covering a heck of a lot of net with just that glove.
Found that out yesterday.
Yeah, Gary found that out yesterday.
Wow, what a save he made. Yeah. Whether it was a goal or not on Team Canada doesn't really matter.
The glove is wide open and it's right there, and it takes up a heck of a lot of space. Sometimes people think, oh, it's the reflex. It's not always the reflex. It's the position. And the glove is nice and wide open, and it's covering a lot of space. It's in the right position. So you got to be able to see your gloves. Your gloves, another thing that's very important for the kids is they tend to move their hands a lot as they're going up and down. Now, we teach the butterfly style a lot, so obviously the goalies are up and down. And the one emphasis that we put as far as the hands are in butterfly style is that your hands should never be moving.
No kidding.
Yeah, obviously, assuming that the puck isn't forcing you to move your hand, but when you're going up and down, your gloves should be in relatively the same position. In other words, they shouldn't be going up and down or side to side.
You want them stable.
So basically, if
they were a cup of coffee in your hand or something, or a bottle of Coke, and you didn't want to spill it.
Exactly. So your whole body's moving, and your hands are actually staying in the exact same position, same height.
Because I guess they're around the middle of the net.
The middle of the net, and the idea with that is a lot of goalies will move their hands when they're going up and down, and it creates a lot of problems in the sense that you're dropping your glove. If you're going up and down, you're closing your glove.
You may not know where your glove is when you're making that save. You often lose contact.
Well, often, the shots are coming in so quick and stuff that it's not your reflex, it's your positioning that's stopping the puck. So if your glove is closed or moving down or something like that,
Your glove's out of position. Yeah. Somewhat.
So you're moving across or something in a butterfly style, and the guy shoots. If your glove's at the proper elevation and open, you're covering the greatest amount of space possible. If it's sitting down on your pad, then obviously you're not covering much.
You got openings.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's one thing that we teach.
Well, I'd like to thank Yvonne for spending time with us today. Yvonne has filled us in on quite a few things. I've learned a lot. Hope you have. And remember, in his spare time, he is a renovation specialist, does home and commercial. He also does acrylic bathroom inserts, and he can be reached at 514-730-2932. Thanks, and enjoy your hockey. Thanks to MontrealFamily.net for their support, bringing together podcasts to improve sports. It's a great endeavor. So I hope you like these podcasts. I want to continue doing them, and they do give me a chance to get out of the arena for a moment. So I'll be looking forward to your comments and your ratings and see what we can do to make better podcasts in the future. We'll be talking to some very interesting people in sports, so stay tuned.